many people were there last night?
Oh, I reckon there's probably near close to 300 by the time we got underway. So it was a good turnout.
Yeah, quite a significant turnout for the West Coast. What was the reason for holding this event?
Well, just on 12 months ago now, we were advised by NBN Co, basically, that our NBN service would be provided purely and simply by satellite. Whereas in the original rollout plan, we were earmarked for some form of fibre. So the satellite technology, whilst it's all right, it's not the best available. And we think to cater for the future, we should have a better service than just satellite.
What were the discussion around other possible solutions rather than satellite?
Well, in fact, there is an unused, fibre line into the West Coast via TAS Network's infrastructure. Whilst that's owned by them and not by the NBN Co, it does exist. And likewise, Telstra, I believe, have got a very good microwave set up running into the West Coast. So there are other technologies already existing that would be able to give a better result than satellite, for sure.
So you're talking about trying to connect the West Coast via one long cable that will bring the NBN into the area. The NBN Co's already said that would cost millions of dollars and potentially take years before it could get up and running. What do you make of the idea that the business case for that investment just isn't there for the West Coast?
Well, it depends how far into the future you look. We believe that the business case is there for it. The West Coast currently puts $372 million a year into the GRP, and if it costs tens of millions of dollars to put proper NBN service into the West Coast, which will see us in good stead perhaps for the next 20 years or 30 years or beyond, I think it's well worth it.
So how responsive were the guests there last night from the federal government to this idea?
Well, the Shadow Minister for Communications, Jason Clare, was certainly supportive, as he would be. Brett Whiteley, a local federal member, basically made it quite clear that the costs were prohibitive under the current regime and that we should try the satellite. If it didn't work, he would then go back to government and that they would investigate something new. So that was the two sides of federal politics. And Russell Kelly from the NBN spoke very well and basically explained the rules that they had to currently work under. So we can have a better service, we believe, than simply satellite. But it all comes down to the political will.
So are we any further ahead after last night's discussion?
Well, Brett Whiteley actually pledged to arrange or organise a meeting with TAS Networks, Telstra, the NBN Co, and any other players with NBN-type infrastructure on the West Coast to see if we can't find a way forward or plan a way forward. But I can assure you, Margo, the West Coast Council is not going to, at this stage, just give up the fight and wait to see what the satellite's like. We had some great community speakers last night who talked about the future, talked about our kids' future and our grandkids' future, and I think that's what it really all comes down to.
And what is the ideal solution that you would like to see?
Well, there is one fibre line into the West Coast, and to have total fibre, you need a redundancy line, what they call a redundancy line, which needs another fibre line, and the cost of that is quite big. But there's perhaps no reason why the NBN can't come in on the fibre and the redundancy be put in place through either microwave and or through the satellite. So we just think that there are a number of options that haven't been explored. We've simply had a circle put around this part of Tasmania, and we'd have satellite and that's it. We're just in the too hard basket too late.